And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Captain Frank Lopresti and First Mate Kathy Rounds. You stay tuned. We're going to talk and fishing here, give you a full report from a couple of sensational trips on the Royal Polaris and the Shogun we just returned from yesterday. Stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes. Introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. I can't wait for today's show because there was some really good fishing that you guys had over the last few days. I'm just pumped to get to hear about it.
It's unbelievable is the only way I can describe the Guadalupe trip that I stepped off on the Shogun yesterday. And I know Captain Frank Lopresti and Kathy, you guys stepped off the Royal Polaris and had similar results.
Now, wait a minute, Pete. We didn't have similar results. The Shogun kicked our butts. Okay.
Well, yeah,
and that's pretty Shogun had position alpha, and you guys had just beautiful fish around.
Wait a minute, we had all the best anglers. That's why.
No, I doubt that. How many did you land out of how many hookups?
I had a fabulous trip, but I had a lot of heartbreak. That's all I can tell you. But I had plenty of fish at Fisherman's Processing right now, but it was definitely an amazing experience.
You know, that fish at Fisherman's Processing yesterday looked so gorgeous.
Oh, can't wait to pick mine up today.
It is just beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, that's a nice advantage of fishing Guadalupe. Your fish are getting in a lot earlier.
Oh,
yeah.
Off
an 18-day.
And that fish, whatever it eats over there, too.
But, oh, well, it's just like yellowtail tastes better from Guadalupe than yellowtail from anywhere else. It's all about the diet, I
believe.
Really? Oh, yeah. Yellowtail from Guadalupe. Definitely, you can notice the difference.
Wow, I didn't know. That's cool.
Yeah.
But I got to say, I think our, you know, we have two jackpots on the boat, the one for the big fish and then the one for the biggest yellowtail, which is a Friends of Rollo jackpot, which half that money goes to Friends of Rollo and half goes to the winner. And that was a 48-pound yellow.
Oh, my gosh, 48.
48.
That is what's so cool about that place.
Caught, I think, 11 o'clock at night at, you know.
Oh, what a fish. That's so cool.
Pardon? Sitting on the anchor waiting for the sun to come up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I would call our trip mediocre. I would call your trip sensational.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. Captain Renee.
Captain Renee is...
And Renee's been around. Those of you who've been
Renee's
on the San
been
Diego,
on the boat.
He's been on the Shogun. He's worked for a lot of people, so a lot of people have fished with Renee before, but maybe not on the Shogun, right?
He's been on the Shogun for over a year.
Oh, yes, okay.
He's got amazing fish sense.
Ooh.
And very polite, just a kind of guy that attracts people. He's just amazing guy. Crew is doing a phenomenal job over there. I'm really proud of them. And it was fun to watch you guys. You know, I can't say I wasn't eating my heart out part of the time. I've got to tell you that. But you guys definitely had the best bite of all the boats that were over there at that time.
There was a lot of good fishing on a lot of the boats.
Oh,
Searcher
had
fantastic
fishing.
He had a 15-person limited load trip, and they had fantastic fishing.
Absolutely.
And so I tell you, though, compared to last year versus this year, it was tough fishing. But
you got to work.
The grade of fish was 18-day style.
Well, fishing. The grade of fish is bigger this year than last year by quite a bit. You know, a lot of 130s, 140s, 125s. You know, you got to remember when they weigh 115 after being gilled and gutted, that's a 128-pound fish.
I walked outside of Fisherman's Landing yesterday, saw Captain Aaron on the searcher rein their fish. They had a 171-pounder. I mean, that is.
That's a gorgeous
big,
fish.
Big fish.
Searcher had 171 gilled and gutted?
I think it was a whole fish.
A whole fish.
I don't know that for sure. I just thought that's what the
weight. And you guys had one big one, too, on the Shogun.
Yeah, 150 gilled and gutted, something like that.
Okay, so that's a 165.
Yeah.
You know, that's just a beautiful fish. As Roy said to me yesterday, or the day before when we were fishing there, he said, you know what? He said, man, this is just 18-day style fishing. He said, there's no reason why on my next 18-day trip, if that fish is biting here, I'm coming over here for the first couple of days and then going on down.
And very, very grateful to the Mexicans for allowing us to fish that island. And I've got to tell you, the process in Ensenada is as smooth as silk.
Those guys, Jorge Ojeda and the other one, they've been just outstanding. They don't take up any more time than they have to. They get on the boat. You know, there's about 15 signatures for me to do, and they are out of there, and they have been gracious. And it's just wonderful. And I think I got to believe it's helping their economy. When you think of how many boats are coming in there, in and out of there, it's got to help their economy, too.
Absolutely. And they should be – not only does it help the economy, but the local pongueros out there – I just love seeing everybody. It's like, you know, God, they live on this isolated island, and they come over there so friendly and nice. And
well, you know what's really cool is that they have a hard time over there getting bait for their traps.
Yeah.
And they come to us and get all the bait they need for their
all
traps.
The gills and guts they want, right?
They are tickled to death.
Yeah.
I mean, we were passing off bait to at least 3 or 4 pongueros every day, and I know you were too, but they're all extremely friendly and just great people.
So it's a super win-win situation for not only the San Diego Long Range Fleet, but also
the Mexican people.
I think so, and you got to remember there's a, you know, one of the big concerns is that CONOP's not getting much out of this, but now they're getting something,
okay,
in that, like, if you have 30 passengers aboard, that's $150 a day that is going to them because of those bracelets.
Yeah.
And you got to wear a bracelet every day.
Yep.
So,
yep,
you know, each boat is $400 to $500 to CONOP, so
yeah,
it helps, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that are in charge of the shark viewing and all of that.
Yeah. So, Kathy, you being a passenger on this trip on the Royal Polaris, how was it for you?
You know, it was tough fishing. You had to put a lot of time in the rail to get a bite. You had to pay attention to what the current was doing and where your baits were going to be best placed. But it was rewarding. I mean, when you do get a hookup, you're happy that you could go on an 8-day trip, 6-day trip, and get a 130-pound fish.
Unreal.
Yeah. You know, I was lucky enough. I only had one tackle failure. I pulled the hook on one fish, and that's all.
Wow!
I got four hookups, and
that's not a tackle failure. That's bad luck.
Fishing.
When you get your hook back, there's nothing you can do about it.
But here's the other thing too, because I pulled a lot of hooks. I probably pulled, I'm going to say six hooks. Mm-hmm. I think, but you're using small hooks because that's the only way you can get a bite, right? And so if in these big fish, if it gets in the corner of the mouth and if it's too small, I mean, what's the deal? I mean,
what size hook were you using?
I was using a 5-0.
Yeah, I think you need to use a 6-0.
Yeah.
Because of the lip and the bite on the lip.
But I went to a 6-0 and I wasn't getting the bites.
Yeah.
Dropped back down to the 5-0 and I got the bites. So it's kind of like what's the story there?
Well,
answer.
You know,
I
can answer that question. It's just the same deal that happens, Pete. If I was to guess, I'm willing to bet that you didn't fish a 6-0 hook more than an hour, and you didn't get a bite.
Well,
right?
Probably true.
And that's,
I got one bite.
That is just like the guys. You know, I always like to make an example of three guys fishing at the rail, and all three are using 100-pound, and the guy in the middle goes and grabs his 80-pound outfit and instantly gets a bite.
Mm-hmm.
Those other two guys, boom, they're going to the rod rack to get their 80-pound.
Sure.
Now, if that guy if all three of them were using 80 and the guy in the middle went and got 100-pound and got bit, those other two guys aren't going to move. It's all about right bait, right place, right time.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
And the difference between 80 and 100, I think, you know, I realize there's a difference, but you're using fluorocarbon. Shouldn't be that big a difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first day, I caught my two biggest fish on 100-pound with my biggest reel, a Tiagra 30 narrow that was all fancied out by Cal, you know, with the top bar cut out and stuff. Great, great reel. The heaviest outfit I use, and a 6-0 hook. And,
so,
and you can just turn the handle and wind those things in then, right?
So one of the,
but and then I couldn't get bit on it. So I don't, it's kind of...
One of the things that we were talking about earlier, Pete, and I think the angler should know this, our audience should know this, is that I think too many people are using too light of rods.
Yes.
Okay?
Oh, absolutely.
And like I had one guy, Tyler, he's a great angler, really a wonderful guy. And he'd look at me, he says, Frank, I got that one on my bass rod. You know, and I mean, it was a 9-foot rod.
Ooh.
Well, 8.5-foot rod, anyhow. And it was bent double. Okay? Well, you know, when you're using that soft rod, it's just, in my opinion, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was also a long battle. It was over an hour battle.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the longer you're in the water, the more things can happen.
Yeah.
This is just such a different grade of fish at this island right now. This isn't the old school days of Guadalupe, a
80-pound. No, that's, you could get away with the lighter rods with 70 and 80-pound fish, but now you're hooking 120s to 150.
We say this at the shop all the time, and it goes back to exactly what you said a few minutes ago. This is the exact same size fish that you catch at Clarion in the buffer zone or at the Hurricane Bank, and you wouldn't dream of fishing a 12-sized reel and 50-pound down there. You would never even dream of it, but it is
or
80 or even 80-pound.
I was going to say, you wouldn't even dream of doing 80-pound.
Exactly. But it is the exact same size fish.
Minus,
just a spirit.
Like you said, minus three or four 200 pounders every day.
That's it.
You know, aren't getting the 200 pounders or the 220s or the 230s. But so often that fish at Hurricane, you know, you'll get one that'll go 280 or something like that. But most of the time the twos are like 205, 212, 214. And, you know, it's not that much bigger fish.
Yeah. And you wouldn't ever think about putting a reel that small in there. Yeah. Or just like Frank said, the rod. I mean, the rod is the thing, it's the tool that's killing the fish. I mean, certainly the drag as well, but the rod is providing the lift. That's that the appropriate rod is shortening your fight time dramatically. And with the potential of sharks and the potential of pulling hooks, I mean, every minute that ticks off the stopwatch that fish is on the line is the, you know, the potential of something going wrong goes up.
That's beautifully said, Rick.
But let me ask you this, and I asked Ricky the same question, you know, because I was just scratching my head about pulling hooks. And so I've never done that before. You use a heavy rod. I like fishing heavy drag. And you're using a smaller hook. The potential to pull the hook is higher. Is that right or no?
You know, with those fish and using the Mutu-style hook, which you're using, I would say the problem is there's not enough bite gap in that hook because the lip is that much thicker and bigger. So I think that, you know, like I said, I think you should be using a 6-0 hook. Mm-hmm. And if you're soaking a mackerel, I think it should be a 7-0 hook.
Yeah. I didn't pull any 6-0 hooks, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
The one hook I pulled was on my kite rig, 7-0 hook and heavy line, heavy rod.
Really?
I think it's just a bad hook set.
I would throw one more thing in there for your potential, Pete, is you're fishing, just as you said, a much heavier rod. You're fishing a lot heavier drag, and you're probably fishing a pretty short top shot, which takes a lot of the stretch out of the equation.
Yep.
But in addition to the size of the hook is also the gauge of the wire. And if I'm guessing right, you were probably fishing a skinnier gauge wire, which allows that hook to flex a little bit. Flexing, and if you start to put all of those things in line, a real heavy fish, a real heavy rod, real tight drag, that, you know, that thinner gauge wire hook is just going to allow it to open a little bit. And if the hole has been worn in the fish's mouth and he's circling and you put that little bit of flex in there, it doesn't take much. If you're pulling back real hard and that hook has flexed maybe a quarter of an inch and he shakes his head at the same time, boom, that's all it takes for it to slip off of there.
But then the dilemma becomes you fish the heavy gauge hooks, are you still going to get bit?
Pick a right bait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I fish the heavy gauge hook.
Honestly, I think you would.
Yeah.
There's never a right or a wrong answer to those.
Yeah.
That's what the biggest problem is. You know what I mean? Like, if it was black or white, it'd be real easy. You just buy this one. You know what I mean? But it's not that.
It's not.
Yeah. And that's what the fun of this whole thing
is. Yeah,
like,
that's it.
If it was just
loading the boat.
So tell me, Pete, every time, you know.
I already know the question he's going to ask.
Every time you lost one, did you look down in the water and say, God, that was a lot of fun?
Yeah, I mean, it's great.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Because I always yell a curse word every time.
You know what, Frank?
I have never seen an angler lose a fish at color and go, God darn, that was cool.
I just say that's fishing.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's
just
the truth.
And I don't lose. Some guys slam their rods on the deck.
Guys go out on
the golf course and they throw clubs. It's like, if you're going to do that, go pick another sport. That's my opinion. If you get frustrated at that to me, it's like
Let me re-ask the question. Did you look over the rail and go, God, that was cool?
Yeah, really cool getting that fish right there after an hour and then pulling the hook or whatever. Yeah.
You were sorry you didn't land the fish, right?
Absolutely.
So maybe a few less hookups on a little heavier hook.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah. I like getting hooked up, though.
Everybody likes hooking up, right?
But I never put 60-pound in the water, though. For fishing tuna. I never put but there were a lot of guys.
I would think you need brain surgery if you do.
There were a lot of guys on our trip that fished 60 pounds and they got their fish.
Yeah, well.
But let me ask you this, Frank. Let's talk about the importance of the heavy rod. What's worse, fishing 80 pound or 100 pound with a rod that doesn't have the backbone, or fishing 60-pound with a rod that's capable of the backbone? Kathy, what's your take on that?
I think if you're putting 80 or 100-pound on the wrong rod, you're just being foolish.
Yeah.
You're just being foolish. There's no reason to do that because you're not going out prepared.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be in the water unprepared. I mean, two of my three fish came on 100-pound in a 6-0 or 7-0 hook and Super Mutu, not the thinner Mutu wire. There's just no reason, if you're going to get that bite, you know, why aren't you going to land it? And the other thing is, you know, it's all about the bite. How do you present your bait well enough on what you should be fishing with to get bit? I mean, that's a challenge. Yeah, I could cheat and go down to 60 and use a, you know, a little wire hook and all this stuff, but that's not really being the angler that I'd like to be. I want to go after and get these fish on the right gear.
Right.
And, you know, be able to get a good enough bait presentation that it's gonna want to bite my bait no matter what line I have and no matter what hook I have.
And good bait presentation comes from a really good free spooling reel, the right rod, the right
everything
line,
matched up properly.
And what
in the hook in the right spot of the bait for what the fish are doing.
Yeah. What about top shot?
And well, the other thing is going where where your bait's going to be most effective. You know, don't just keep dropping it off the stern. You know, look around and pay attention. What are the birds doing right this minute? Where are the boils? What, you know, what's going on? Put your bait where it's going to be effective.
Yeah.
Fish with your eyes.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
And you know
Toussaint
what?
Toussaint always said that, and he's right.
And I talked to one of the anglers on the boat who was tremendously successful. There was one angler on the boat that long soaked his baits, and he was very successful. I can't do that. I just don't have the patience to sit there.
No, we had a lot of anglers that long soaked.
Getting spectra tangles and long soak. And it was a good method because the fish, you know, if when the fish came through, if your bait was there, you were going to get a bite. But this one gentleman that goes with us every year said to me, he goes, I just sat and watched,
mm-hmm.
and I watched the birds. And all the fish were under the birds. When you saw those birds, there was a yellowfin tuna sitting under those birds.
Absolutely.
He said, and then I'd go get a pick a right bait, mm-hmm. I'd cast it out, and I'd get bit.
Yep.
And so that's what you say when you say fish with your eyes. Right?
I got to fish a long-range trip with Stoss a couple of years ago, and he was the best person I'd ever seen at that, who could just be very casually sitting, you know, against the rail, having a cold one, enjoying the day, and then you would just see him like his...
When you saw him move, you knew something was up.
You'd see his eye and his head twitch, and he'd walk over to the bait tank, and he'd pick up a bait, and he'd throw it over, and he'd be attached to one. And then he'd catch that fish, and he'd give a high five to his bud, and he'd go back to the rail, and go back to having a cold one, and then 15 minutes later, like, oh, you know, and you'd watch, you know, just so efficient at, you know, seeing
him. I had the pleasure of fishing with Stoss a lot when I first started fishing, and I watched that, and I saw him do that, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to do what Stoss does. When he moves for a bait, I'm going to move for a bait. When he throws it somewhere, I'm going to throw it somewhere, because I don't know why or what's going on, but he's doing this, and it's working.
You know, one
now
time.
Now I know.
So you can talk about, well, how do you look in the dark? Well, one night, Stoss was sitting up on the freezer, and I'm looking down at the rail watching a few people fish, and there were a few people still fishing bait, although we had stopped fishing it, and one guy was winding up his baits, and you just saw his rod bend over, you know, he got picked by a fish. Stoss was down that ladder in an instant and got a 290.
That's cool.
Yeah, you know, just watch and see.
Watch and see. That was very good advice and good. Is there anybody better than Stoss? I mean,
Yeah. Well, I won't say better. But there's, you know, Dave Adomo is an amazing fisherman. Sanford Morita is an amazing fisherman. There's several guys that are amazing fishermen. Stoss is definitely one of the best, that's for sure. But what about parking, Pete? Have you heard?
No.
Ah.
I've been on a boat for 6 days. I don't know much about it. I didn't read a newspaper. That's something I'm going to tell you before you go into that, is that, you know, I travel a lot. Ricky travels a lot. You travel a lot. But I got to tell you, when you get on the long range boat and you turn that phone off, there's not a better feeling in the world than you. It's like, you know what? I'm out of touch for 6 days. Have a good week. I'll see you next week.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful feeling.
I'm
that's what long
complete decompression.
I'm going to be safe and well fed. I'll see you next week.
That's
I'm
right. Don't have to worry about catching a plane. You don't need to worry about where you need to be on the next one. You don't need
voicemails.
Don't need to worry about getting up in the morning and catching the boat or whatever. It's like you're
there.
Take off your watch and enjoy the trip.
Yep.
That's what I always tell people.
Yeah.
Get rid of your watches. We'll tell you when it's time to eat, and the rest is all up to you.
I learned that from you on the first trip I went on. It's like I used to wear my watch every day on the long-range trips, and you look at me, it's like, take your watch off. I did, and I've never worn it on a long-range
trip. That's cool.
So,
I've been waiting for you to leave your Rolex on the boat.
Yeah, I don't own a Rolex. It's a Seiko. So, parking. Tell me what I missed.
Well, you know, it's been a long battle. About 40 years worth. And we went to a meeting. I didn't go to the meeting. I was afraid I'd lose my temper. Plus, I was leaving on the boat. Anyhow, I was leaving on the Shogun that day.
Okay.
And Frank Grassetti was there, and Doug, and our attorney, Dan Grindle. And they walked into that meeting just preparing to raise hell. And before the meeting even hardly got started, they announced to us that they're going to build a parking garage in the Westies lot.
That is such awesome news.
I mean, we were just, I don't know. You know, they've done so many parking studies, and all their parking studies, excuse me, have been pretty much BS.
Yeah.
Okay, because they just don't check the lots at the right time.
Yeah.
But anyhow, something, somewhere, somebody put a bird in their ear or something in their ear, and all of a sudden they're going to build a parking garage. Now it remains to see how soon. Right now the
is this the port or city?
The port.
The port.
And the port's going to build a one, it'll be two stories, the first story and the second story, but they're going to build it so that if needed, they can add a third story when necessary.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be a big boon to the whole area.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, with all the restaurants there and
the
everything else.
Yeah.
But it's sure going to help the sports fishing thing. So
when are they going to say they're going to when they're going
to
start?
I'm not sure when they're going to start, but we hope pretty soon. And you know, I'm sure it's going to be a year long project. But
hats off to the port for doing the right thing. Finally,
I am so grateful. I'm just sorry that it took so long.
Yeah.
To get it accomplished, but it is supposedly going to happen.
That's great news.
That's great news. Now, speaking of parking, there was a little bit of an issue with parking last Saturday. There's some event called Tackle Day, which you guys missed.
So did you.
Well, no, I was there.
Oh,
I did the show. Ricky and I did the show. Jen arranged in your office, who's just wonderful, to get all my stuff on the boat. I literally put the microphone down and walked to the Shogun, got on the boat, and we took off. I mean, that's how great those guys were. But it was an absolute chaotic, wonderful event. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. It was huge, right, Rick?
We were so proud and excited and happy to get to do it, and it just went off better than we could have hoped. It was a lot of work and planning, and our crew worked their ever butts off and just did the best job, and it was fantastic. It was fantastic in every way we could have hoped. The attendance was through the roof. The sales were great. The deals that Doug was able to procure and acquire were the best. It really was, and we kept saying it on the radio show, but people always say that to try and hype their sale up, but it was the truth. I mean, it was the single best, you know, call them deals we've ever been able to offer. We had contests and seminars, and all the seminars were packed, and our speakers were fantastic, and it was just a perfect day. Great weather, great food, great event. It was
big money raiser for Rollo, too.
Yeah, our single biggest ever. You know, we try to gather a lot of great prizes for a raffle, and we give all of our proceeds to Rollo. It was the biggest check we've ever been able to write to Rollo from a raffle. Just everything about it was a home run in every category. We were so proud of it. It was a great, great time.
Yeah. So I speaking of Rollo, who the three of us are all on the board of directors for Captain Rollo's, I want to throw a hats off to two guys right now. First of all, Harold Davis, who was on your trip, the Davis Boats Royal Polaris trip, on his way home after your trip, picked up a donated boat in San Pedro and drove it all the way home up to Paso Robles to fix it, to sell for money to raise from Friends of Rollo.
That's awesome.
But the guy that donated the boat, he's a very humble guy, and I said, come on, Gus, let me let people know, is Gus Klein. Gus from Burbank.
Oh, wow,
donated his,
no way.
Donated his much-loved skipjack.
Yeah, totally.
Much-loved skipjack that was named after his dad, who was a famous musician, Manny Klein. And he donated his much-loved boat to a much-loved
That's awesome, Gus. Way to go, buddy.
Great.
Hats off to you.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, it's a really cool boat.
That's the second boat we've had donated.
Yeah.
If you remember Dick Lobb.
Dick Lobb donated his boat, But that was that was one from the heart that Gus really did. And thanks to Harold for putting the work into it.
Right. But, you know, I still want to bring up two other guys.
Yes.
And that's Mike Lum and Tim Baker.
Mm.
Those guys work their butts off. They go to all these events. You know, I don't know how they do it.
They're
amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. And my hat's off to both those guys.
Yeah. Pete, did you hear how? I mean, you probably didn't because you were on the boat. How their pick a box promotion went?
No.
So you know that's a
Mike
very.
Mike Lum listens to the show. Maybe Michael, give us a report.
Well, I'll say this, and hopefully we can hear from Mike because it's a really cool story. But the pick a box of promotion they don't do all the time, but it went. you know, then there's levels. So basically what the pickle box is, they have a bunch of tackle boxes, and the boxes are all the same from the outside. You can't see them. There's some that are $20, and there's some that are $50, some that are $100, even a couple for $500. And basically you pick a box that you can only see from the exterior. When you open it up, there's a prize inside. Sometimes it's Rollo raffle tickets. Sometimes it's a reel. Sometimes it's a rod. It's usually always, the prize is always at a value of what you're paying for, and sometimes it's much greater. They brought boxes to last the event that started at 9 o'clock in the morning and went till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. By 10:30 or 11, every single box. Now, granted, these guys have done this for several years in a row and know exactly how many boxes to take through the entire event. By noon, everything was sold out. Every single box, everything, every $500 box, every $20 box, every single thing was sold out by noon. It was just,
you know, it's not just the hard work they do; it's how creative.
I agree.
We're lucky to have them on the board.
No kidding. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up today. We're already behind schedule.
I was
going
to say we're doing a lot of BS here.
We are.
Well, yeah, we're going to have so much fun, and talk about a perfect opportunity to have all these guys in the studio. This is going to be so much fun, and we want to hear from you. It's going to be a great morning of Let's Talk Hook'em. If you want to join us, there's two ways that you can do that. You can call us first with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or you can call us toll-free. That toll-free number is 877-792-1090. 877-792-1090 is going to be our phone numbers if you want to get us through. And, man, do we have a couple of cool prizes today.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, a three-quarter-day trip on the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And if that weren't enough, we're going to give away a three-quarter-day trip on the San Diego from C4 Sports
Fishing.
Just to be fair to Captain Ryan Boston.
Yeah,
heck
yeah.
There, right?
Now, are we doing that for one lucky caller winning two trips, or is that two lucky callers each going to win a trip?
Two lucky callers each are going to win one trip.
That is so
cool. Two winners today.
Yeah, so two winners. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Not only are you going fishing on two of the greatest boats in San Diego, you're also going to get your chance to talk to Frank and Kathy. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing, here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 pilot house over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Don't be the last to get one, especially now. The all-new Brutus Max Torque from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster and stronger, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend who has one. Get the new Brutus Max Torque by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at acelinehauler.com or your local tackle shop.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
I like rafting. I love whitewater. But I never forget that snow melt in the river can cause cold water shock. I wear a life jacket always. Anyone with me has got to do the same. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phone lines are absolutely packed solid.
Indeed they are. So let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we start it off this morning with Dan, who's calling us from Encinitas. Good morning, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, and thanks for getting us started.
Hey, good morning to all four of you. Thanks for taking my call. Glad to hear everybody had a good trip at Guadalupe. Two questions for you guys. One is gear setup, big bluefin versus big yellowfin. And now that we've had a bigger sample size of the bigger bluefin, pound for pound, which one pulls harder? Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Thank. Good question.
Well, I've always said the yellowfin pulls harder. Now, I've seen some bluefin that pull pretty darn good, okay? But I'll still stick with the yellowfin. The one thing that is toughest about the bluefin is that when you get them about 40 feet from the boat, they will turn and get upright instead of staying sideways. They'll turn and get upright, and they will turn that head back and forth and back and forth. And it, unless that, I mean, that's where they chew you off all the time. That's what makes
why
it.
Why is that, Frank?
That's just the nature of a bluefin. I don't know why it is.
Bigger teeth.
No, it's because they get upright.
Just
okay. They get upright and they start shaking their head back and forth, and the line's going back and forth across their teeth. That's why. Whereas a yellowfin, by that time, that yellowfin is pretty well done. Okay.
Sideways.
But I think the first, let's just say if you had a yellowfin, you hook a yellowfin and a bluefin at 200 yards from the boat, I think the yellowfin is a tougher fight until he gets, you know, maybe 60 feet from the boat. Then I think it's a matter of you just doing the right thing and he's coming. With a bluefin, I think that last 60 feet is just the toughest because that's where you're going to lose that fish if you're going to lose it. Okay?
Kathy, what's your take on that?
That's my answer.
I haven't personally caught enough big bluefin to weigh in on the answer. You know, the smaller bluefin, you know, is all I've ever caught. I mean, 40, 50 pounders. I've not caught a 200 pounder yet. So
I got to BS with Loomis a bunch in the mornings, you know, at the landing. And last year when we were catching all those real big fish, those big bluefins on poppers, you know, when we were catching a lot of fish that were 100 pounds and 120 pounds and even, you know, a few 200 pounders. And we were talking about the gear that we were catching them on. And, you know, I got lucky enough to catch a 200 pounder on a 12, you know, with 50 pound. And Loomis, you know, was smiling and just said, man, if you hooked that fish at Clarion, you wouldn't have even turned the handle one time. You know, and he said the same thing about the old days of fishing bluefin, that regularly you would, you know, not all the time, and certainly it wasn't the perfect reel, but fishing albacore in the old days, you would regularly land 100 pound bluefin on a Penn 500 and 40 pound. And if you hooked a 100-pound yellowfin on a Penn 540-pound, same deal.
Life.
You're not going to turn the handle before that thing takes you away. You know, is there a possibility? Is there an anomaly? Sure, but he's right, man. I'll take yellowfin all
the
way.
He's usually right, right?
Yeah, he's not a dummy. He's been around a long time.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, before this, what happened there? Let's see.
There you go.
Adam, got it? Okay. Well, we got it. All right. Before I lose this thought, because I think this is really important, you know, a lot of people are saying to me already, how do I get on your trip next year on the Shogun? Or how do I get on your trip next year on the Royal Polaris? Kind of explain the rules of that, how that road works.
You know, we had a guy yesterday that was kind of upset because he was number 17 in line, and he wanted to make sure he got his tackle box in the right place. And he was talking about how he hadn't on another boat. And once I explained to him, he understood. He was very nice about it. He said, oh, okay, I didn't know that. And what it is that, and I'm pretty sure all the boats are pretty much the same. I know for Shogun and Royal Polaris, once you can call and make a reservation, and you can send $500 in, and that'll hold your reservation. But if you want to be first in line or, you know, secure your spot in line, it's a 50% deposit, okay? Uh-huh. When you have 50% in, then we put you in an order of how you board the boat.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure most of the guys do something similar to that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's not being fair to the, you know, to the rest of the anglers. You know, you always have your regulars, and they always want to, hey, I want to be at the top of the line. Well, if you want to be at the top of the line, you got to have 50% in, and that's the way it's fair to everybody.
Totally.
Sure. Now, obviously, the opportunity to fish Guadalupe is sensational. Do we even know next year if we're going to have that opportunity?
You know, from what I've been told, and, you know, nothing is for certain.
No.
Okay? But from what I've been told, we're good for at least two more years.
Okay. That's great.
Okay? Now, that being said, you never know.
Yeah.
Okay? So I would say yes. But I caution everyone to please realize that if you book a trip that is supposed to go to Guadalupe, and that's the intentions of the trip, there's no guarantee that you're going to Guadalupe.
Yeah.
Okay?
There's no guarantee there are even going to be any fish there next year.
That's correct.
Right.
And there may be no fish.
And that's one of the reasons why I'm trying to make more of those trips a 7-day trip or a 10-day trip. Because if it's a 7-day, you at least have the opportunity to go to Laos or go down to the ridge. And the 10-day trip, you know, you've got the opportunity to go down and fish the ridge, fish Alejos, and come back up and fish 2 days at Guadalupe.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's why I'm doing, on my schedule, I'm doing that. Yet there's so much demand on the Shogun for the 6- and 7-day trips that we've kind of maintained our schedule.
I love that 6-day trip. It's perfect for me.
Perfect.
Yeah. But that being said, on our, if you want to get on the Let's Talk Hookup trip next year, which is October 21st through the 29th, it leaves on a Sunday, comes back on a Saturday, and if you want to get on, I was talking to Jen in your office, who does a fantastic
job.
She's
great.
She's really great. The people that are on the trip this year get priority to book for 2 weeks. They have a 2-week window to put a deposit down and say, I'm in, which a lot of the people do. After that 2 weeks, it's open. However, if you want to be on one of those first openings, get on the list. Call Jen and say, hey, I want to be, if somebody doesn't book, I want in. Go call Jen and then you can get on that waiting list. So if you want to go on a trip with us next year, that's the way to get on. And pretty much any trip on the Royal Polaris or the Shogun, because they're
on the Royal Polaris,
it's a popular deal.
On the Royal Polaris, it's slightly different.
Okay.
The day you get in, you have to book it if you want to secure your spot. The day afterwards, it's open to everyone.
Wow.
Okay. Just so you know.
Right.
Well, most of the people, a lot of the people, will, when they come in and sign in, they drop a deposit off for the year after.
Yeah.
Okay? And, you know, I just think that if you hold a spot until they get in, I think that's fair.
Yes.
Okay?
But if you look at the Royal Polaris or the Shogun schedule and you look at these future trips that are all sold out, that's why they say sold out, is because all those spots are held. It doesn't mean necessarily that they're sold out. That's what Jen told me.
Well, that's not.
No?
I don't quite agree with that. We don't have sold out until they are sold out, Pete.
Well, but you're holding all those spots.
Yeah.
You can't book online.
That's right. You can't book on it ahead of time.
We
will put you on the list.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
So that the day after you can get on the trip.
Yeah.
Okay? But
that's why it says sold out online, because you can't book that trip.
They aren't opened yet.
They're unopened up.
Yeah. They don't open until the day after the trip gets back. So you can't, a week and a year ahead, you can't book unless you're on the trip.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to call the office.
And this is important things for people to understand that want to go on a trip, right?
Yeah, you got to wait till the day after the trip.
Yeah, one thing I want to encourage people to know is that a lot of trips that say sold out, you know, get yourself on a list.
Totally.
Because
make a phone call.
People are canceling all the time. Mm-hmm. All right. You know, we get a cancellation on the average every 3 days. Okay.
Yeah.
So and Jen keeps a list. She's one of the best I've ever seen at having a cancellation and filling it within an hour.
Yeah, wow,
because she writes down every person and has a phone number to call them. Okay. So,
yeah, no, so make a phone call is the key.
That's right.
Say, hey, talk to somebody in the office and say,
yeah, you can't get on that list unless you call.
Yeah, yeah. Don't send an email.
Don't
do it online. Make a phone call.
Yep.
Yeah, that's key. All right, hey, we heard from Cass, but we lost Cass. He's down at the Wahoo Rumble down in San Jose. So who knows? Maybe he'll call back. But
well, when he does, his catch report is sponsored by a spot where I know you're going this afternoon, and I hope I'm getting a piece of that shoulder filet. Oh, yeah. And that's Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. And Fisherman's Processing, they're San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you're hooked. They'll filet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer you the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can just see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. And what an easy process that is when you go on the Royal Polaris or you go on the Shogun. Your process, I mean, you should explain it better. You were just there. The processing order filled out on the boat. It's just they do it so easy.
Yeah, and it's if you're going on the Royal Polaris, the Shogun, or the Royal Star, it's Fisherman's Processing. There shouldn't be a second choice, in my opinion. And the guys came up to me and, you know, there's other good processors, but none do it better, in my opinion, than Fisherman's Processing. And just for the ease of the paperwork and the way they handle the fish and everything, it's
pretty sweet.
I picked my fish up yesterday, and it was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Just beautiful.
And the way the people handle the fish on the boat when it comes on the boat, too, that makes a big difference.
I think that's key. You know, I watch, especially Jonathan, I watch him. He puts that hose down a fish, and he leaves it in there for 5-10 minutes to make sure it's bled out perfectly. He just has those fish so beautifully gutted and cleaned. And I know the other guys do, too, but yes. Jonathan's a master at it. He really is.
Could you believe all the bait that was coming out of those fish? They were eating well.
They were on the bite, that's for sure.
They were eating well. Well, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Hills, who's Connoisseur Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, Frank was one of the guys who, he still doesn't like the spinning reel, I don't think, but, you know, a lot of the sport boats here in Ventura, when extra started being fished, a lot of sport boats didn't want you to be fishing Spectra. And then, but what my question leading towards is J hook versus circle hook. Like, I think a lot of traditional guys are J hook guys, and circle hook is something I've been using for a long time, 15 or 20 years. And but out here on the local boats, I've been really getting pushed to use J hook when we're fishing yellowtail, because they're saying that they're the designer circle hook. They're losing way too many fish, so they want you to use like a mustad J hook out here. So what's your guys' take nowadays with the new gear that we're using? What kind of hook? And specifically for yellowtail, like down at Guadalupe, are you guys fishing the big Mutu circle hook for the yellowtail?
No. You know, some people are, but I will honestly say you don't need to. First of all, the yellowtail isn't going to chew your line in two. That's number one. So it doesn't matter if you hook them deep or where you hook them. And then you've got to remember that you can use a J hook. You know, I always used to love to set the hook. I really love the feel of that. But if you want to get the same action that you get from a Mutu, all you got to do with a J hook is not set the hook. Simply throw it in gear and turn the handle, and you're going to hook that fish in the corner of the lip with a J hook. Okay, that's what you got to remember. So my feeling is, you know, I always ask the people what super mutu means. Do you know what it means? And I always tell them it means very, very expensive. Okay? and so I don't see the reason to use a $3 hook when you can get by with a 15-cent hook, okay? And so I would say I think the numbers are the same, the 94151, isn't that it?
Yep, yep.
In Mustad, and I don't know what it is in some of in the Eagle Claw and some of the other ones, Trocar and all that, but I would say you do not need a Mutu-style hook, and you can get away with a J-hook just fine.
What about ring or no ring?
You know, there again, what does ring mean? Very, very expensive. Okay?
Kathy, use a ring?
I refuse.
When I
used a ring on my tuna hooks, I pulled more hooks than I can even tell you. And I think it's because of the angle. You know, the ring on the hook and the ring going through it, they're opposing. So you have more chance to pull it. So I refuse to fish it. But that doesn't mean it's not great for most people.
This trip, I'm done with ring hooks.
Really?
I'm done with ring hooks.
I got to say that I've always felt a ring hook gives your bait more freedom, so it might get bit better. But I don't think it's necessary. Let me say this. When I go to put a hook on, don't you have one with a ring? No.
And Renee showed me a knot that he likes. It's called a figure eight loop knot.
Uh-huh.
That if you really want that freedom on the bait, I mean,
I know what you mean. Yeah.
You can also tie a San Diego or a uni, cinch it down as tight as you can, and then pull the thing back.
Yeah.
Your bait swims like it has a ring.
Yeah.
Fish bites it, and it cinches itself up. If you don't seat it first, though, it comes undone. But that's the same as a ring.
Sure. Yeah. All right.
I like.
I didn't know that.
I like ring hooks with heavy line.
You like ring? Oh, ring hook is a heavy line.
Always. Yep. Yeah. Yep. I like to tie.
Bigger hooks.
I like to tie more than I like to crimp. And if I'm fishing 100, 130, or 150-pound fluorocarbon, I like to tie those. I just like the looks of a tied knot better than a crimp, and I like ring hooks.
Sure.
You said on 100?
On 100 or
yeah,
better.
100, 130, 150, heavy line.
I want to mention is that Daryl, Big D, now is using the RP knot or the John Collins knot on up to 130. And he says it's very important to tie it right. By tying it right, he means taking the wraps very close together, and it makes the knot a little smaller. But to me, that's big because that takes away the crimping.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think a lot of people don't crimp properly, and that causes problems there.
The other knot that I used for the first time this trip was that Springer knot.
Yeah, a lot of people love the Springer. John Collins loves the Springer knot on the hook, too.
Good story. Real quick story on John Collins. He calls me up. Month ago or so, he says, "Hey, what do you think about having me on the show to talk about stuff from a deckhand perspective?" I said, "What, are you kidding me?" It's like, yes.
Can't get you here fast enough. Yeah. How about tomorrow?
So he'll be on the show the Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend.
I think everybody will be listening.
Yeah.
He's a wealth of knowledge. Just a wealth of knowledge.
Not only is he a wealth of knowledge, he is just such a good fisherman.
Unbelievable.
Go ahead, jump in the phone.
Scott Sherman, what's up?
Morning, hey, guys. Love the show. Good to hear from you. I had a question for Guadalupe. I know we talk about the sharks down there all the time. And you know, 20 years ago when I used to fish down there, we didn't talk about sharks at all. It really wasn't even part of the equation. Is that a more recent phenomenon or just fishing different times of year? Or when did the taxman show up?
20 years ago, there were no great white sharks there. 25, 30, 35 years ago, there were no great white sharks there. And occasionally you'd lose a fish to a big bonita shark. There's some big bonita shark there at Guadalupe. That's a new phenomenon there. And also the phenomenon was that 25 years ago there were no yellowfin there. It was all bluefin, okay? When the yellowfin showed up, the bluefin disappeared, okay? You cannot catch a bluefin at Guadalupe Island right now, no matter what. And that used to be the Bluefin Island. I can remember a father-son trip, or kids trip, you know, that we ran over there. And I remember the spot we were fishing, we had over 50 of those 50 to 70-pound bluefin, okay?
So cool.
There was no yellowfin. It was all bluefin. The minute those yellowfin showed up, bluefin disappeared. They're gone.
Wow.
Haven't seen one there since.
I like hearing the old stories of, you know, Greg Trompa Sr. and those guys that, you know, that were would try to target that real big bluefin there, and they'd catch them in, you know, in excess of 200, and even, you know, you'd hear stories about 300-pounders and trolling scad mackerel, you know, 200 yards behind the boat with a 9-0, and, you know, talk about a difference of the same place, you know, same island. The island didn't move anywhere, but fishing just completely different.
And it wouldn't surprise me to see in the next 10 years that there'll be no more great white sharks there.
Yeah. Cycles. Cycle in, cycle out.
Yep.
Cycles. Hey, Scott, you need to get on a Guadalupe trip.
Yeah.
Well, the opportunity is there.
Yeah, I need to get down there and refresh my memory on what that island was like. It was a pleasure to go down there. I mean, you always used to look forward to waking up in the morning and scanning the horizon to see if you're within distance of the island. You know, it was a lot of fun down there.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. Lots of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Fly to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted panga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at cedroskayakfishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fish report, and more, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed. PowerPro at your favorite tackle store or check out PowerPro.com.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open-party three-quarter-day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open-party trips from half-day, three-quarter-day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales event is back. For a limited time, new 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 6 years of limited warranty protection. And new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes get you up to $750 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends November 21st, 2017, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today, Ford. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
For local
and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.